USA Radio News.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned state officials on Saturday that the threat from Russia targeting U.S. elections has not dissipated. Nielsen spoke Saturday at the National Association of Secretaries of State in Philadelphia.
I think what they're trying to do, in my opinion, and I defer to the intel community, is just disrupt our belief and our own understanding of what's happening, right? It's an integrity issue of who is saying what and why, and how that may or may not affect an American's behavior and what they believe.
Twitter has suspended two accounts allegedly used by Russian intelligence officers to spread information hacked from the DNC computers and email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. An Arizona lawmaker apologized after he was caught on camera bragging to a sheriff's deputy how fast he drives. He said he sometimes goes 140 miles an hour. The lawmaker was pulled over for going 97 in a 55, but did not get a ticket. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
As we look back on FBI agent Peter Strzok's testimony, there was one thing that Democrat Steve Cohen said that raised a lot of eyebrows from folks.
If I could give you a Purple Heart, I would. You deserve one. It's astonishing to me that you would be put on trial as you have today.
Now, Cohen has apologized for his comments, saying he didn't really mean a Purple Heart. It was only meant to be a metaphor. Joey Jones is a veteran who lost his legs in Iraq and received a Purple Heart. He talks about what it means for a congressman to say we should give one to Strzok.
This one hits close to home. There were a lot of things said yesterday that made me roll my eyes in the back of my head, but this was the one thing that got my temper up quite a bit. You know, I've got a friend that lost half of his left arm and some of his organs to a landmine in Cambodia, and he didn't get a Purple Heart. A Purple Heart is a very specific award, and you earn that award by putting your life and your body on the line for the freedoms and people in this country and being called to task on that by the enemy.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new reality TV show will help contestants pay off their student debt. The show is called Paid Off, and it's on True TV, and it hopes to highlight that many young Americans and college graduates are struggling to pay off their education loans. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He talks about the idea of this show on Fox Business.
It's a great idea. I mean, who wouldn't love the opportunity to have a game show where someone else take care of all your student loan debt? The reality is that very few people are going to make the show or even win that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So there is no student loan fairy. You're going to have to take care of this yourself.
Hogan also shares just how many people are in student loan debt.
We've got 44 million Americans that have student loan debt to the tune of almost $1.3 trillion. So we've got a student loan epidemic. It's a big deal. And so people need a path. They need to know what can they do. Because you can't bankrupt student loan debt, Maria. It's not going to go anywhere. So the way to deal with it is to attack it. And I tell people, I know it can be a big dollar amount, but if you sit down and make a budget and start to look at this and start to pay more than the minimum payments, I promise you, you're going to make progress.
McDonald's removed salads from 3,000 restaurants in 14 states after the products were linked to gastrointestinal illness in Illinois and Iowa. At least 15 people in Iowa reported getting sick after eating McDonald's salads between late June and early July. The FDA is working with McDonald's to figure out why people are getting sick. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.